It's time to talk business. Inc. Radio. Real stories, real solutions. Inc. Magazine has the knowledge and experience to help you grow your business and stay ahead of the competition. This is Inc. Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Hey, also, the September issue of Inc. Magazine is on newsstands everywhere. It's the Inc. 500 issue. America's fastest growing private companies all inside this month's issue. Also, meet 2016's entrepreneur superstars and find out how they did it. So, yes, this show is all about real stories, real people, real solutions. We want to help you grow your business or your life. So our guest today is a family company. I love these family company stories. As a matter of fact, they are the world's first smart, non-invasive snoring solution that stops snoring before it wakes your sleeping partner, gentlemen and ladies that snore. This is a big deal, right? Well, recently, they were involved in Shopify, and Shopify did a build a business competition. And on the line right now is one of the co-founders of the company, Behrouz Hariri. His father is the inventor, and his brother also works for the company, Behzad. And I love this story, and I want to just walk through it because you guys are right in the middle of it. So, Behrouz, talk about, first of all, this Shopify build a business competition. What happened? Tell us your story from the start.
Sure, Alan. So maybe I'll kind of step back a little, give you a quick history of where we started and then when we got involved with Shopify. So we started the company a year and a half ago, pretty much a light bulb moment at 2 a.m. For Ali, who is the inventor and chief technologist here, and we also call him Chief Snorer. So it was a moment of inspiration of how do we take something that's a human reaction, and if we are really patient partners, we slowly move the pillow or small nudge to the snoring person without really waking them up. And how do we take this and automate it? So very simple idea at the outset. 2 days later, we had the first prototype, started literally building in the garage and testing it in our bedrooms, in friends' bedrooms. Fast forward to a year and a half later, now we have received more than $1 million in pre-orders from 75 countries around the world.
Wow.
And have a crowdfunding campaign behind us, and now are basically getting ready to ship the first batch to our first customers.
Well, I've read about this, and I've seen, you know, all kinds of little bits and pieces on the internet about Nora. By the way, you folks can find it also at smartnora.com, N-O-R-A, smartnora.com. And there must be, I mean, the proof is in the pudding, a lot of people that have snoring problems or loved ones that just can't stand not getting a good night's sleep because somebody is laying over there snoring away, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually a very widespread problem. We were surprised when we started asking around how many of our friends identified as something they really want to fix. So it turns out it's actually 40% of adults.
Wow.
Which by extension means a lot more adults are actually affected by it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I was, matter of fact, you know, just I knew I was going to do this interview today, and I don't know what time of the morning or night or day it was when I was sleeping, and all of a sudden I went, I woke myself up, and I thought, I can't wait to get one of these things. So fast forward now. You and your father and your brother are the ones that are running this company. Did you have any entrepreneurial skills or business skills before this all came about? Walk through that.
Mm-hmm. So I think the fun part is we had actually never done a business together. We've done a lot. We've built a lot of tree houses together.
Yes, and sure. You've snored so together a little bit.
That's a practice. Now we travel for business, staying in, you know, in China by our factory, yes, we started. That's kind of our testing ground also.
Wow.
But basically, yeah, we had complementary skills, never had thought of putting it together necessarily. Ali is an engineer. I'm a designer and design researcher by training. And my brother, Behzad, is a musician, but also is an entrepreneur and runs other businesses here and there. So when we came together around Nora, we had the working prototype. I brought some design angle to it to design it really around the user experience. So we started doing interviews very early on with people, understanding what the pain points are, what did they actually find really as a nice product to have in their bedroom, because somehow standards change. When it's a problem of snoring, people decide that a blue piece of plastic that doesn't really feel nice to put in your mouth or to have around your bed is okay. Yeah. But we just wanted it to be something that people actually want to have in their bedroom.
Exactly. Hold tight.
So from there, we put the campaign together and the way the product
is. Hold tight. I want to get on the other side of this break, and we'll find out how we can sell some of these products for you, because this is cool. World's first smart, non-invasive snoring solution that stops snoring before it wakes your sleeping partner. And there's a business story and something that we can all learn from working with families. It is Ink Radio, and we'll be right back.
Now you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs, and I'm under each snare. Intangible. Bet you didn't think, so I command you to.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. I had to wait for that little, you know, bit of music to happen there. We have a great, great product here that is just about to be born to the world. It is called Nora. It is the world's first non-invasive snoring solution that stops snoring before you wake your partner. How do you like that? And on the line with us is Behrouz Hariri. He is the co-founder, along with his father, who is the inventor, and his brother, who also works in the company. So we're going to learn a little bit about working with family, how they're coping with that, and also the fact that they were involved in a build a business competition with Shopify, got that one wrong, and they got a chance to go and be with some business greats like Tony Robbins and Damon John and a lot of folks that actually frequent Ink Magazine's Ink events. Back with Behrouz again. All right, Behrouz, I love the product. Let me just tell you, I want one. Not for me because I don't snore, but my wife, she's got a big schnoz and she snores a lot. No, I know she's
We're all in denial.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't have a big nose. I'm the one with the big nose. Anyway. So walk us through now where everything started happening big. Because, I mean, first of all those couple of years that you went through to get now to the point where you are about to ship product, right? You're right to this point. Now, along the way, things started happening. You enter this competition. Maybe you could start telling us about that.
Yeah, the competition actually is a super frictionless competition to start. Basically, whoever starts an e-commerce store, and by the way, Shopify ranges from running an online store for Tesla all the way to someone who wants to sell something they made at home.
Right.
So it's a pretty wide range of customers they have. But basically, once you start, you can just say yes as part of your onboarding. I want to be part of Build a Business. And what that means is you get to compete that year against all the other businesses, so tens of thousands of businesses or shops that open up on Shopify. And then in different categories, so we are the winner in the electronics category. You are competing against other people in terms of how much traffic you're bringing to your website, how much you're actually able to sell on the website. So it's very simple, actually, but it's all about young, very young businesses. It's all about 8 months or so of building up momentum.
Right.
So we were lucky enough to be able to be among the highest grossing products in our category.
Nice. So then tell me about this trip you just recently took where you had all these entrepreneur, you know, kingpins, you might say, and you got to have time with them in a room and talk business.
Yeah, so it's very much, I think, definitely a treat, a very special week for us. So we got to, you know, open the ring the opening bell of the New York Stock Exchange on Monday, which is an unusual and special thing to do.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And then
cool.
From there, we were off to this basically residence, this place called Ohiko Castle in Long Island. And we spent the week basically, it was very much like an accelerator experience for startups, having mentors come in, do group sessions and basically share their story. You know, we heard, that was very fun to hear the Damon John story from him, hear the Troy Carter story and the moment where Lady Gaga walks into his office and they decide to actually give it a go and the rest is history, or Russell Simmons telling us about the perseverance it took to get his business off the ground. So I think that was really inspiring to hear the years and years of work that was put into their career.
Right.
That is less talked about. And then we got to actually share our next challenges and where we are headed and get their advice as well.
That is awesome. That is absolutely awesome. I love that. And that's what Inc. is all about, by the way, because there's so many struggles. I mean, and we haven't gotten to it. We will momentarily. The struggle of dealing with your family, dealing with your dad. I mean, you know, Ali, is he stubborn? He was the inventor. You know, what does Behzad do? I mean, you know, so I want to get to that. Let me take a little break again and pay a few bills here for the magazine and for our radio show and come back and finish the story about Nora. And by the way, you guys can find it at smartnora.com. It is a smart device, and we're going to find out a little bit more about how it can help you stop snoring, which I love these stories, and I love the fact that this family is staying together. We'll be right back. It is Ink Radio. Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business. It is Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Don't forget Ink Magazine on the newsstands. The September issue is the Ink 500 issue. America's fastest growing private companies. And I love talking to company owners, founders, people that are in, they're in the arena, as they say, daring to live greatly, right? One of those guys is Behrooz Hariri and his father Ali and his brother Behzad. Did I say that right?
You got it.
Make sure I get these names right. I hate screwing up people's names. So, guys, I mean, this is so good. I just love this stuff. First of all, thank you for finally figuring out how to create something that is small, you know, innovative. I don't have to put it on my face. My brother wears this thing on his face because he snores, you know? And he has to travel with this horrible, ugly thing. Now you see commercials with, you know, oh, by the way, you can catch diseases or whatever from a dirty snore machine. I don't know what the thing's called, but it's like, this is not something I want to do. But you guys with Nora have figured out a way this, you know, it actually is listening and it gently moves the pillow of the snorer without waking the snorer up or the person that's sleeping next to him. So this is brilliant. So for a moment, tell me a little bit about Nora. I was going to call it Snora, but it's Nora. A little bit more about this smart device, because it's called Smart Nora. What else does it do, Behrooz?
So it's smart in the sense that we are, first of all, we are listening for sound of snoring before it gets loud enough because to wake up the partner, right? Because the snoring never just snaps into its loudest.
Right.
It's usually as your body and your muscles in the neck are getting relaxed more and more, the volume of your snoring increases. So we catch it before it gets to a level that wakes up the partner. So that's one thing. Second thing is with our mobile app, we can actually give you a little more insight into your snoring, your sleep, and even also start hinting at some of the best practices. You know, if you obviously have a little bit of a drink before going to bed, that's going to increase the snoring. Mm. If you take a hot shower, for some people, actually has an adverse effect. So as we integrate in our upcoming versions with your home kit and your health kit on your Apple device, we can actually correlate some interesting information. And hopefully that will start to teach people not only to reduce their snoring using the device, using Nora, There are also other things you can do in your day-to-day to help you get better sleep.
Awesome. Awesome. So I didn't even, you know, I didn't delve into it deeply. It was, I was already there when it said, it'll help me stop snoring and not wake up my partner, my wife in this case. How much are these going to sell for, by the way?
So right now, they can be pre-ordered for $260 with free shipping.
Yep.
And we expect that to increase as we go into retail.
Sure. All right. So now we get to the part where you can take all of your learnings from your unconventional strategy that working with your family like this can, you know, make you pull your hair out. Do you have any hair left? You must have hair.
I have half of it.
So you pulled out everything on your left hand and everything on the left side is gone. So let's talk about some advice, by the way, you have for our listeners, because these are all folks that, you know, I mean, a lot of people have great ideas, but you've taken it to this level where it's now you guys have almost arrived. As soon as that product hits the shelves and the numbers just start ticking away like being in Las Vegas, you might say winning the lottery. I want to get this bit of advice from you before we can't reach you again, because we know you're going to be a zillionaire.
I'm an ink reader, so you can always find me.
Oh, good.
So I think one thing we found was we all had busy lives before this project came about, and we really did struggle to decide when is the right time to drop everything else and open Smart Nora full-time and kind of devote our entire time to the company.
Right.
So in a sense, we were trying to be very critical and let the prototype and the idea prove itself before we champion it too much. And
right.
I think that's something that is a healthy tension to have. You don't want to be pessimistic about your ideas, but you also want them to really kind of stand on their own.
Right.
So as I was telling you, for us, the turning point was when people were not returning their prototypes. They wanted to keep it because it was giving them better sleep. We're like, okay.
Beautiful.
And here we have to follow other people's lead. So that was an interesting point for us. So I guess overall the point is, you know, now, if you put a lot of energy towards an idea, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to succeed. So stop gaps, create some filters that you're looking for specifically for others to show you also that it's going to be successful and it has some traction.
Right. Well, so your litmus test was when the people didn't want to give back the test model, you thought, well, okay, we've got something here. And it's funny, that was a tipping point for you guys. But timing is important is what you're saying, because if you do leave that other job, you better be, you know, as close to being 100% sure that everything's going to work as possible. So make sure you set up your, your test. And when the results come back positive, make the jump. And then you got to have a whole lot of faith, right?
Still, you still have to have a lot of faith, but,
that's,
you know,
right.
Not totally blind self.
That's exactly right. Well, I want to wish you guys the best of luck. I think this is just absolutely brilliant. And I'll track with you for your launch. When is that going to happen, by the way?
So we've already launched. We already are accepting pre-orders on our website, smartnora.com.
Okay.
And we will be shipping the pre-orders we're receiving now this year.
Okay, so it's all ready for you guys to go. $260 at smartnora.com. The product will definitely change your life if you snore, and you folks that do know what I mean. Congratulations, Behrouz. Please say to your father and brother, congratulations. I love these kinds of stories. Matter of fact, you guys need to go and hook up with us at Inc. and become one of our Inc. 500 companies, because we know you're going to grow. How's that?
You're underway. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I'm Alan Taylor. There's another great story. This is Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. My love, can I just make some? Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it. Well, you're listening to Inc. Radio. Thanks for joining us. Now it's time to talk a little bit about Olympics. Well, why? Because I've got a four-time Olympian on the phone. Here is Lauren Williams, who she's a four-time Olympian turned registered investment advisor. What? Stop the music. What? Oh, my gosh. How do you go from being a pro athlete to a registered investment advisor? Plus, you've got an MBA, three-time Olympic medalist. You've been basically going to the Olympics and winning medals since 2004. You won silver in 2014. You're the first American woman to medal in both Winter and Summer Olympics. And now you are doing this? I thought you would go into broadcast or something. Welcome to the show, Lauren Williams.
It is so wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I mean, it's perfect timing, right? I mean, the Olympics just, you know, going on and all the kind of the people's excitement and to see, you know, and here's kind of what happens and decisions that are made after the Olympics. I mean, it's like, wow, for you to go into, you know, investment advisor type role. But I love how you work with pro athletes and millennial clients. And the fact is that most athletes, you know, you hear about them, you know, if they do well and they make a lot of money, you hear the story later on where, oh, the money's gone and now they're on hard times or filing bankruptcy. They don't really get good investment advice. So maybe you could tell your story, and your company is Worth Winning, worth-winning.com. But tell your story and how'd you become a registered investment advisor. It's very, very fun, I have to think.
Do we have about 32 years in a couple of days?
Or well, we don't need it minute by minute. Just, yeah, the five-minute version.
Yeah, certainly. So I grew up running track in inner city Detroit, had no idea that, you know, I'd become an Olympian. I didn't have goals or aspirations of that. In fact, at 5 years old, if you would have asked me what I wanted to be when most people were saying president or firefighter or police officer, I was saying anesthesiologist. And it was because my godfather was an anesthesiologist.
Ah.
And I saw that he was doing really well. He was always really happy. And I was like, I want to do that. And so the whole part where you need brains, not just, you know, some sort of talent in life, it really stuck for me. And I wanted to go to college. I had five sisters and two brothers, had no idea how I was going to be able to pay for this thing that was called college, but that was the most important thing to me. And when I found out that this track and field thing I had been doing would actually give me the opportunity, if someone was going to pay for my college, if I just kept running around that circle, I got a lot more interested in track and field.
You know, it's right. Isn't that interesting how it just shows how much our parents and, you know, the elders in our life, we'll call them, really do influence us. And what you saw your stepfather?
My godfather.
Your godfather. What you saw was something we'll call happiness. You saw happiness, and you, in your youth, thought, well, he does this, that makes him happy. But the reality is your godfather probably was that type of a person anyway. He could have been a ditch digger. He could have been a grocery store clerk. He could have been anything. That person has happiness in their heart, and they reach for happiness. But it's funny because you said, I mean, yeah, all little kids want to be, you know, firefighters or policemen and all that kind of stuff. But you saw something that was more important, which was truly, at the end of the day, we'll call it happiness. And you associated it with being an anesthesiologist. That's funny, right?
It is so funny. And people do forget how impressionable kids are.
Yeah.
They take in, they're a sponge for the environment that are around. So if you put them around, you know, my mom spent a lot of time not working, unemployed, things like that, but she made sure that I was always in a positive environment and that I was around those people, like you said, that imitated happiness and were excited about life and, you know, like I said, were educated and doing positive things, so that I always had positive influences around me.
I love it.
And so I went off to the University of Miami, started to run around that circle, as I said, and I really just wanted to pay my coach back for the opportunity to get a free education. And I worked really hard each and every day just to pay her back because I was so grateful for that opportunity.
See?
And it turned into me being a junior in college, winning the national championships, and running the second fastest time in the world that year, and immediately having to turn my focus to Olympic sports and the Olympic Games that were upcoming that year. So I kind of fell into that aspect of life.
I got to tell you, though, look at this theme in your life, and hopefully everybody listening. Through simple gratitude, through simple gratitude, because you are the type of person, Lauren, that wanted to, you know, like you said, pay back your coach for giving you the opportunity. Through gratitude, that was now a path in your life that you became the fastest person, you know, in that whole, and then the Olympic, and you see what I'm saying? Gratitude is so important in our life. So I love you already for that, Lauren Williams. I love you for that. All right. So take us from there. Now let's go to the Olympics.
So now we're at the Olympic Games. I'm now a professional athlete. That summer, you know, my coach sat me down, told me it wasn't going to be in my best interest to come back to school, that, you know, there was going to be more money on the table to go out and pursue professional sports. I signed a deal with Nike, and I was off and running to the Olympic Games. I remember a fundraiser happening so that my family could go there. My dad had leukemia. He didn't have enough money to be able to pay for his treatments, which weren't going to be covered outside of the country. So my town and my city band together, and not only did they raise enough money for my father to get his treatment, but also for like six other of my family members to attend my first Olympic Games in Athens, Greece.
So, that's awesome.
Super cool opportunity.
Yeah.
And the money hadn't started rolling in for me yet. Instead, I signed the deal, but you got to wait a while. There's this waiting period. And, you know, being a finance major in college, I wanted to make good financial decisions. But at this time, I was 20 years old. And even though I was a finance major, there was no personal finance classes. There was no class that taught you how to be a professional athlete that makes six figures when you've been living off of a college stipend for the last 3 years.
Right.
And, you know, pretty much broke your whole life.
Right.
So I went and I, you know, started asking people, like, you know, how do you find a financial advisor, stuff like that. And I ended up with somebody a family friend recommended. And it turns out that guy wasn't a great fit for me. He was focused very much on the investment aspect of things, but not on, you know, the cash flow part. And as a 20-year-old, I didn't know how much of this money I could spend. You know, what was my monthly bill supposed to look like? How much house could I afford to buy? You know, all those questions. I was asking the right questions, but I wasn't getting the right answers.
I love
it. So I just kind of went along and, you know, try to be modest as possible. You know, I wasn't the kind of girl that bought a Ferrari or made it rain in the club or any of those foolish things.
Right.
But,
all right, hold tight. Hold tight. I love this story. We're talking to Lauren Williams. She is a four-time Olympian turned registered investment advisor to pro athletes and millennial clients. Unbelievable story. Again, the first woman to medal both in summer and winter Olympics, and just following the Olympics. Perfect story for Inc. Radio. That's what you're listening to. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
You're listening to Inc. Radio. Don't forget Inc. Magazine on newsstands everywhere. The September issue is the Inc. 500 issue. What is the Inc. 500? It's the 500 fastest growing companies in America, all privately owned. People like Lauren Williams, founder of Worth Winning. You can find out more about her website online at worth-winning.com. She's a four-time Olympian turned registered investment advisor to pro athletes and millennial clients. And I love this gratitude. The whole, you know, the old saying, I was sad when I had no shoes till I saw a man that had no feet. And it's like, if we can just as human beings be thankful to have our good health, to have all our digits, you know, fingers and toes and arms and legs. If we're just happy with that, then it doesn't matter whether we get, you know, the best clothing or the best house or the best whatever, because we're happy without all that stuff. That is true happiness. So, Lauren, thank you for being with us. I love your story. I love the fact that, you know, you have that gratitude in your heart, and that's why you have been gifted by the, you know, the creator for, with all these wonderful things that you've been able to do with your Olympian stuff and, but also just in life. I hear that sparkle of happiness in your voice. By the way, everybody, when first thing I said to her, I said, how you doing? She says, I'm doing great. What did you say to me? You said, I can't complain. And it's like,
right.
You can complain, but you don't choose to complain. That's Lauren. And that's what I love about you. So I love it. So let's talk about Worth Winning. Now, tell us where you came to deciding to found Worth Winning and explain that story to the – and what is the name? Start with the name.
Yeah, so the name Worth Winning, I call that because I want to remind people that there are so many things in life that are worth winning. You know, like I said, I focus on professional athletes, and sometimes they get so caught up in their identity being, you know, their sport, their athletic career, those sort of things, when really there's things in life, you know, weddings and traveling here and your favorite piece of cake. Those are all things in life that are far more important than just a race or just a championship. And if you're just a, you know, a young professional, average Joe, there are more things to life than just competing to be number one in your field. And I think society, we get so excited about let's be the best, let's be the best. And you forget about the pursuit of whatever it is that you're trying to pursue as it is success. And so I chose Worth Winning because I felt like I needed to tell people, you know, your net worth and your self-worth are not related. And, you know, winning is not everything, but there are many, many things in life that are worth winning.
I love it. Your net worth and your self-worth are not related. Let's talk about the biggest issue that young people and athletes have, because you're dealing with young people and athletes. And I don't know that they're the same type of people, but I guess a lot of athletes that you're going to deal with are young people, because that is kind of, you know, they need to be young and in good shape, and especially to be in the Olympics, right? You don't see a bunch of 50-year-olds running around out there.
That is true. There are not a lot of 50-year-old Olympians, but there are. There's just, I felt like there was a gap, and we were talking earlier about, you know, how my story got started, and I got some not so great advice for myself. And like you were talking about gratitude, I'm grateful that I bumped into that guy. And I, you know, you sounds weird to be grateful that you weren't treated great, but I think that's what led me to being so passionate about being able to provide great service that is authentic and has good integrity for young people and professional athletes. Mm. And a lot of people don't understand what it is that we're dealing with as it pertains to our finances now. And those are things like budgeting, you know, this idea that as millennials, you know, we're 20 something years old, we think we're invincible. We don't need to save for retirement. Whereas our parents were going to work. They'd worked somewhere 35 years. They collect a pension, and there wasn't a whole lot that they had to do as it pertains to saving for themselves for retirement. Mm-hmm. Some people did, but you know, we don't have that built in thing where we need to start now. We need to start saving. And then there's this idea of student loans. That's a new thing that wasn't as prevalent back in the day as it is now. And some people are leaving school with 5- and 6-figure debt. So those are the kind of things that I help, millennials, young professionals with, and then athletes, you know, traveling all over the world, competing in different states, you know, being gone for long periods of time, putting your bills on auto pay.
Right.
You don't want to come home and your refrigerator be stinky because your lights have been cut off just because you forgot to pay the bill.
Right, right. So it's some of the things are the simple things, but it's the simple things and the important things. It's a lot of it as young people, there's so much distraction and so many things that are taking their attention away. What you try and do is help them, obviously, to refocus. But it's so interesting how, you know, you being a pro athlete, most of you pro athletes, seems like you guys go into being trainers and coaches and broadcasters and that. But you chose this interesting field, and I think it's because you like to help people. And you don't want them to have to suffer the same, you know, garbage that you went through getting bad advice. But here's my question for you, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back and go some more. The hardest thing about becoming an entrepreneur, because you could have gone into this broadcasting field or a coaching field or something, but you chose to be an entrepreneur. And so what are the hardest things you've had to endure so far?
Well, I'll tell you, it's really hard to keep the fire going. You know, we get these great ideas as young people, and I think that, you know, they've kind of marked us as millennials as, you know, that age group that wants to be entrepreneurs, and some of them think we're not great at it, but we're passionately pursuing the things that we love. But you've got to have some things in place to be a great entrepreneur. One, got to have some patience, because nothing is going to happen overnight. And there's this book, E-Myth, where, you know, the guy talks about the lady who wants to open a bakery, and all she wants to do is bake pies. But she forgets about the idea that there's bookkeeping and, you know, paying the other people and the admin stuff that goes into it. And you have to wear so many hats as an entrepreneur that it's sometimes hard to keep the fire going because I just want to do financial planning. But I also have to go out and do marketing and
right.
tell people that my company exists.
Right.
And, you know, explain to them why it's valuable. So,
and you got to be able to turn on a dime and do each one of those while your hand is still, you know, one hand is still doing one job and the other hand starts doing another job. You got to be able to move quickly. We're talking with four-time Olympian turned registered investment advisor Lauren Williams from Worth Winning. She is a champion, by the way. And we're going to come back and get some advice from her. You're listening to Inc. Radio. The Craftsman C3 19.2 volt 3-speed impact driver boasts 3 user selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch-pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. I love that little sound. You're listening to Inc. Radio on the radio all across the country. Also podcast at Inc.com, INC.com. Just like the magazine on the newsstands is the September issue, the Inc. 500 issue. Meet 2016's entrepreneur superstars. Well, I've actually got one on the radio right now. Lauren Williams, founder of Worth Winning, worth-winning.com on the web. Lauren is a 4-time Olympian turned registered investment advisor to pro athletes and millennials. So, Lauren, here is the time in the show where I like to go, all right, let's see what you're made out of. I just got $1 million. I'm 23 years old. I'm a pro skateboarder, and I don't know what to do with my money. You know, I mean, that's what really happens, right? I mean, these young people, they, you know, I mean, 18 years old. God knows how young they can be these days. I've seen some of these that are winning medals in the Olympics that are 16 years old. How old were you, by the way, when you first got involved? We kind of missed the age part.
I was 20 years old, and I had a 6-figure contract. I wasn't 7 figures.
Yeah, but that's, listen, that's a beginning, right? From a little
Definitely.
Girl from Detroit. That ain't bad. So, you know, where do we start? I got some money. How do you help me? What should I do first, Lauren?
The first thing we're going to do is look at your cash flow because you're 20 years old. Like I said, you don't know what exactly you can spend, what exactly your needs are. You've never purchased a house before. So we're going to walk through all the little baby steps of things that are important before you start to invest and spend that money.
But Lauren, I want to buy a Ferrari, Lauren. I'm 20. I want a Ferrari. Do you deal with this kind of stuff?
I definitely deal with this kind of stuff, and, you know, it's really breaking down, and I think one of the key things that one of the reasons I've had so much success is that I've been in their shoes,
yeah.
And so I can use personal stories of people that I know who did buy the Ferrari and have nothing, and, you know, people like me who drive a Honda, and, you know, and I'm still doing okay. I don't have to be working right now if I don't necessarily want to. You
right.
know? I'm here because I love this.
I love that about you, and everything I learn about you, I see, you know, you're frugal, using wisdom, obviously. I mean, with the job that you have as a financial advisor, you know, you have to also live the life and have lived that life. So, and I think a lot of people say, you know, why should I pay some money to somebody to help me, you know, manage my money? Well, the answer is look at all of the dead bodies on the road along the way of the, you know, the people that thought they could do it without help. And listen, we all need help. We all need help in things. And getting good counsel from good mentors in life is the smartest thing any of us can do. Whether it be, you know, going to our pastor at our church and before I get married, you know, have them counsel you. I mean, to when you get some money, go to somebody that has money and say, will you mentor me? I've had a couple people that say that to me. I'm like, who, me? And they're like, yeah, you. And I'm like, you know, gosh, I guess I have been down that road. So for you, Lauren, been down the road of being an Olympian, working with athletes and millennials, I think it's brilliant. So how's business?
Business is booming.
All right. That's great.
You already know the famous, the newest saying. Yeah, it's going really well. Like, the biggest obstacle I face, like you said, in the entrepreneur world is getting in front of people. Yeah. Once I get in front of people and explain, like I said, I've been in these shoes, I am qualified to handle and help you give and provide this advice to you. I've not had a problem with people signing on. It's just a matter of getting the word out there.
Right.
And I just really believe, like you said, the apprehension that sometimes I bump into is like, why should I pay somebody when I'm trying to save money? You know, if the whole point is to save myself money, why would I pay a planner? And the answer is, like, we're talking about investing here. Like, this is an investment that you owe yourself. The,
right.
the planner will save you money based on things that you don't know. If you are not dedicating the time to your finances, if you don't have the knowledge or the talent to know about the finances in a way that you need to, and you don't have the desire, all three, if you're lacking any one of those things, you need a financial advisor. You need to hire someone to help you.
I love it.
When you're dealing with your finances, you don't have the opportunity to make a lot of mistakes and then go backwards and fix them all. You know, the mistakes are made and then you've got to start building all over again.
Well, here she is, everybody. Lauren Williams, you've just heard from her. If you know somebody that can use her services, worthwinning.com, worth, and then there's a little dash, worth-winning.com on the web. She's out of Dallas, Texas, and she is the first woman to medal in both Summer and Winter Olympics, four-time Olympian, and now registered investment advisor. So I love it. I love your spirit. I love that gratitude that you have. And if you can teach anything, add teaching gratitude. And I think that you will change people's lives. Lauren Williams, thank you for being with us.
Thank you guys for having me. It was
right.
a pleasure.
My pleasure. That's about it this week for Inc. Radio. And she is beautiful. Her name is Lauren Williams. I'm Alan Taylor. It is Inc. Radio. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.